August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT, presents the Don't Let the Double Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God, live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m. Service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet-and-greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? Just let me see you wave your hand. Why don't you tell your neighbor, God's been good to me? Why don't you tell your neighbor, God's been good to you too? Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Lord, you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did, Lord. And I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. That ain't all you done. You woke me up early this morning. And it was right on time. Ooh. Got my health and strength and growing in my right mind. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I ain't got to ask him. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did, Lord. And I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. But in all you done, you woke me up early this morning. It was right on time. Got my health and strength. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord. I ain't got to ask him. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did, Lord.
Lord, I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning,
but you did, Lord.
Lord, I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
That ain't all he done. You woke me up early this morning.
Yeah,
it was right on time.
Ooh.
Got my head this strength.
Glory, glory.
You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
He didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning.
But you did, Lord.
Lord, I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
That ain't all he done. You woke me up early this morning. And it was right on time.
Ooh.
Got my head this string.
Glory,
glory. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
I ain't got to ask him. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
But you did, Lord.
Oh, I know you didn't have to wake me early.
what you did, Lord.
Lord, I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning.
What you did, Lord.
That ain't all he done. He woke me up early this morning. And it was right on time. Got my health and strength.
Spake Jesus to the multitude and his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you therefore observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not what move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, which mean the stones or tiles and all that, and broaden and borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast, and the chief seats in the synagogue, and greeting in the market, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greater among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. You may be seated. Brothers, set your mind on the things that come from above and not the things that come from earth. The Bible said, mind not high things. Make sure that you humble yourself before God in the midst of the brethren, the body of Christ. We got to be humble in order to be exalted by God. We got to go down first in order to be picked up. I never seen anybody build a building starting with the top of the building. You got to first lay the foundation, and the foundation is full of love. Ain't nothing but love. You can't build a church unless you love. The church is built on love, even this day. And I thank God for it. No greater love than this, a man to do what? Lay down his life for his friend. And then Jesus say his friend, he know what the master going to do. He know everything that the master going to do. He knows all things of the master. But a servant, he don't tell his business to them. They are slaves. But Jesus want to let us know here about the brother of high mind, high attitude, big desires in his heart, want to be great. So if you're not great, just walk straight. And God will also alter you. Or you just walk up right before God. He said, Jesus spake to the multitude and the disciples. You know, right here, Jesus talked to the people, the body of Christ, and the preachers, and the leaders of the church, talking to them. And he's telling them what you need to do now. Y'all want to sit in Moses' seat. But are you worthy to sit in Moses' seat? For Moses was the true leader of Israel. Even God exalted Moses over the priest Aaron. And Aaron becomes secondary to Moses. And God wants us to do come down out of that high tree. Come down around the roots of the tree and do the works and cultivate the roots of the tree that it may bring forth more fruit. And if we do that, God, we're going to be pleased with God. See, sometimes in the church, in the body of Christ, we lack high seats. We lack to stand tall. We want everybody to acknowledge us, want to know who we are. Sometimes we get tied up with titles. Titles some kind of govern our body. But it shouldn't be that. The Holy Spirit of God ought to govern us every day of our life. Only the Spirit of God should govern us. He said, it went on to say, and therefore whatsoever they bid you, observe. That observe and do. He said, if the preacher preaches and he's anchored in Christ Jesus, what he tell you to do, do it. Watch this now. Do what he tell you to do. But do not after his word. But they say and do nothing.
Whatever he tell you to do through the scripture, do it. But don't follow him, his works. Because his works going to follow him. See, a lot of times we do a whole lot of talking and don't do nothing. That's sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, according to the Bible. We got to, whatever we say out of our mouth, we got to live up to it. We got to desire to be and to please God. We don't need no glory here. God need all the glory. And he don't want no man taking his glory from him. So we, sometimes we, pats on the back mess our mind up sometimes. When somebody say you did a good job or something, sometimes we want to get swelled up in the air in our chest. But if you swell the air in your chest, do it for Jesus. Exalt the Lord Jesus. Don't you want to be lifted up? You ain't nobody but a servant of Jesus Christ. That's all. I ain't nothing but a servant of Jesus Christ. I don't need to be exalted. I need to exalt Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. That's what we need to do, learn how to lift Jesus up. Don't even go take no credit for nothing you do. Just keep doing. If you're doing right, keep doing it. The Bible tells us, see, when they tell us to do something, just do it. No talk back, just go ahead and do it. As long as the scripture go on, do it. Observe. But don't do after their works. But they say and do not. That's bad. That ain't in the church no more, right? That used to be in the church. That ain't in the church no more, right? We don't talk in the church and don't never get nothing done, do we? I don't believe that. Y'all got to help me with that now. We born again Christians, water baptized, tongue speaking. And when the preacher tells us to do something that is coming out of the Bible, we don't gripe and complain no more, right? Who he think he is? Why he can't do it? We're not supposed to do that. Because they bind heavy burdens, see, these preachers, that scribes and Pharisees, see, they put heavy burdens on us and grievous to be that you can bear. Want you to bear these grievous burdens. All this stuff that you got to do this. If we call a meeting together, I want you to do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And instead of saying, get Jesus in your life, and you'll be able to do the things that Christ say do. We'll all be on the same page. We'll all be on one accord. But you got to have Christ in your life. You can't do nothing of yourself unless the Lord abide with you. And if he don't abide with you, you do what you want to do. But he say, they lay these burdens on men's shoulder, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. That ain't supposed to be in the church. Mr. Grayson, you tell me to dance, you ought to be showing me how. You tell me to sing, you ought to be singing with me. You ought to tell me to pray, you ought to be praying with me. If whatever I do, you ought to be behind me, pushing me to elevate Christ in my life, in your life, in our life. But when we take on that of ourselves, trying to exalt ourselves, we're going to be abased, the Bible says. We say, all their works they do for to be seen. I know this Christ out of Christ's mouth. But listen what it's saying. They do all this stuff to be seen of men. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Even though Jesus said, we've been changed, huh? We've been changed, y'all. We Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, we changed now. We ain't trying to show out in front of nobody. We trying to show Jesus in our life. He said, he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. So other words, I'm trying to show Jesus out. If I lift up him up, he going to come in my life and show himself in my life. He said, he went on to say, but all their works they do for to be seen of men, they make brought their phylacteries, which that means the borders of titles or engravings and borders up on your robes and all this, all them stars and stripes and all that, put all that to be seen of men. But he said, you don't need that. You need me. Put all this on your garments. Sometimes we put stuff in our heart. I remember a preacher one time. They called him Reverend. He said, don't call me no Reverend no more. I got my doctor's degree. Call me doctor, see? Jesus is the elevator. He push our button and we go up. Now, we don't push our own button, but Christ pushed the button. He say, and they love, good God of mine, the utmost room at peace, the best room, the highest room, the embroidered room, and the chief seats in the synagogue. I want to be the highest seat. I want to be elevated over everybody so everybody can see me. I want to be seen of mankind. I want y'all to see me. I want to see how I'm dressed, how I'm talking, how I'm walking. I want to be seen highly, exalted highly in the man's eyes. That ain't supposed to be in the church no more. We're supposed to be servants of Jesus Christ. He said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Why would I have a boastful spirit and know I can't please God with a boastful spirit? Then he went on to say, and greetings in the marketplace. Be called Rabbi. Lord help us. We go into the marketplace and the stores or wherever we go in the community. Why we want to be called Reb and Doctor and all that stuff like that? That ain't going to get me nowhere. You can Reb me all night. And I ain't got no life. I'm a hellion and a hypocrite, a false prophet. That's what the book says. Why? Why we want these things? This brotherhood sing well. I thank God. But we singing to the glory of God. I am, for sure. I'm singing to God's glory. And I put everything in it I got to God's glory. And that's what every one of us got to do. And I'm not looking for no high seat. I just want a seat in God's kingdom. That's all I want. I just want my seat in God's kingdom. I don't care where I go, what I do. I just want my seat. And where I get my seat, I get it right now by committing my ways to God. And when he give me my seat, I'll never lose it no more. When he yet shall appear, he said, I'm going to be with him. I'm going to be look like him. I act like him. Greeting in the marketplace, want to be called rabbi, doctors, lawyers, whatever it is, big tilers. He said, be not, see, don't call nobody rabbi, because that means master. And it's just one is your master, and that's Christ Jesus. That's what the book say here, that's Christ Jesus. All ye are brethren, preachers, the rest of you brothers. Brethren, that's coming to you, doctor. Brethren, the whole body of Christ. The pastor and all the members, they united together, justified by the power of the Holy Spirit to be one in Christ Jesus. Not no two and three, the preachers and deacons and then the other people ain't nothing no good. All of us got to govern by the same spirit. One ain't no more than the other. We just got different administrative positions. But we got the same spirit living in us, the same word coming to us. No different word. No different theology. But the same word. He said, we are brethren. We're labors together with Christ. Things we used to do, we didn't put that to the side. We united and justified by the Spirit of Christ. Right now, ain't no more I, it's we, it's us today, and we all, us make the church up, and when we make the church up, we come to the church to worship and to praise the Lord, with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, we should begin lifting Jesus up and giving him the praise, and he went on and said, don't call nobody Father on earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. Sixth chapter of Matthew say, when you pray, pray our Father, which art in heaven. Now watch this. Our Father. I've been born again. So that's our Father. That's our Father. I've been born again. I've been birthed. I've been renewed by Jesus. So that's my Father now. And he wants us to know that we all can pray our Father because we're born again creatures in Christ Jesus.
we new creatures in Jesus Christ, we got a right now to say, Our Father, which are, what about, which art in heaven? And his name is holy, beyond holiness. All the deity is in his name. The power is in his name. The authority is in his name. The healing is in his name. The joy, the peace, the love, the understanding, the patience, all in the name of Jesus. And we have to just stay with that. Stay with that. Because God going to fix it for us one day. He say he's in heaven. He's the Father. He's in heaven. And he went on to tell us, say, neither be ye called masters. One is your master, even Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning. God said he changed not. He the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He the same God. And we got a book right here. This book right here tells us how he walked, how he talked, what he said, what he did, the miracles he worked. He told us to go do the same thing he did. Great works have I done, but works greater than these shall you do also, because I'm going back to my Father, which is in heaven. And it commissioned us to go do the work. And sometimes we talk the work, but we don't walk the work. It's easy to talk the work. I do this, and you do that, and you do this. You're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that. Well, once you do it, show me how to do it. I've always said that all my days on my job, I said, well, I don't want all that talk now. Tell me what you want me to do. If I don't do it, cut me loose. Because I have the audacity to know that I can do what I'm told to do. And when Christ got you locked up, you're a slave for Jesus. When you locked up in Christ Jesus, you can't help because the Holy Spirit talking to you every day, telling you what to do and what not to do. See, you know, they used to bring to you when you mess up under the law, they sent a Pharisee or whoever to you and tell you you messed up on a code law, so and so you messed up. He said, I'm tired of that. Now I'm going to write it on my heart. And everybody will know me for themselves. So what we do here when we come to church, we just feeding you your dinner. Sometimes feeding you your supper. But the word already in you. That's what the Bible says in you, write it on our heart. And then you can't tell me that you mess up and don't know you're going to mess up before you messed up. You can't tell me that. I'm not going to listen at you. The Holy Spirit revealed to you what's right and what's wrong. And he's the one that ordered our footsteps. Man, the Bible said, before a man take out the billy, let him first count up the coin. So you shouldn't acknowledge Christ if you don't want to walk with him. If you don't want to walk with him, just stay where you are. But it's going to be hell with you. And you can't beat him. Your arm's too short. When his final judgment come up on you, your arm's too short to box with him. So you're already in loss. So that's why I recommend Jesus to everybody. Take Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith. See, don't call nobody a master. Christ the master. And he said, he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Lord, have mercy. Jesus said, remind me what Christ said. I didn't come to be served. I come to serve. Great, he the greatest ever lived. And I don't have no business sitting down and directing y'all and I don't do nothing. I need to be the first partaker of the fruit. I need to be the first partaker of the fruit. If I'm telling you what to do, already be in process of doing what the Lord told me. Because I'm not, I got to make myself worthy by doing what he said first. How do I want you to do something and I ain't done what he told me? That's our law, isn't it? We got to do it like God say do it. We don't do it like God said do it, we're going to be in a trap. And guess who's going to trap? You're going to trap yourself. So if I'm a big dog, plenty is required for me. But if I be a servant of Christ Jesus, he's going to tell me everything. The Holy Spirit is going to advise me in everything I do. The Spirit of God is going to advise me how to do it, when to do it, and who to do it with. And the Holy Spirit is going to show me the spirit of the people in this church. And it ain't for me to talk about you. It's for me to just speak the word of knowledge to your situation, and he going to change you, because when the word convict you or condemn you, then you're going to want to change, and God, the only one can change you. I can't. He's the only one can change you. I'm a messenger for God. That's all. So I'm going to go tell the word and live by precepts and examples. See, if I'm the greater in the kingdom of God here at New Skyline Baptist Church, well, I got to be a servant. I need to be a servant. I don't need no lifting up. I don't need you pushing me. God already exalted me and put me in a place where I gradually rise. If I stay obedient to his word, I still be rising all the time. And when he yes shall appear, I'm going to meet him in the air. And the Bible says I'm going to forever be with him in the air. The book goes on to say, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. God help us. Why would you want to be exalted? Tell me why. Why you want to be a big dog? Why you don't want to be a little dog? It don't make sense to be a big dog. You got to grow first, ain't you? I ain't never seen a puppy bone and already grown. You got to go through a stage. Many of you here today, you breastfed or bottle fed, but you couldn't eat no pork chop when you were born. Your system couldn't digest it. The same thing in Christ Jesus today. Once I get born again, I got to eat milk. Eat milk till my system gets strong enough, then I can eat something else. We got to count the cost, y'all. When we come to Christ, we got to count the cost, and we got to not exalt ourselves, but exalt Jesus Christ. Because he said, we exalt ourselves, we shall be abased, means to come down. He's going to bring you down. You know, he tells us that when we go to a feast or something, get the low seat. Because if you go in the high seat, the king might tell you, say, look, get up, I want to get another king that seat. And you're going to be shamed. So always take the least seat. Because the Bible tells us, see, scribe and Pharisee sit in Moses' seat. And they can't master Moses' seat. Because it's hard for them to master their own seat. But he said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And sometimes we want to please man. The work we do, we want man to glorify us and to pat us on the back. But I'm waiting on God to say, servant, well done. That's what I want to hear. Servant, well done. You've been faithful a few things. Come up here that I make you ruler over many. And he's going to hold his word. He's going to hold on to his word. And see, he that humble himself shall be exalted. You don't push yourself up. You take the flight of Christ. Let him lift you up. If he lifts you up, you're going to be up. Can't nobody bring you down. When God created heaven, and he made all the angels in heaven, and the Lord spoke the word every day, and he gave Satan some preference, his pride angel. He was an archangel. And what he did, Satan got so familiar with God and followed God's ways, then he got jealous because God was the king. And he enticed one-third of all the angels in heaven to believe in him. Now, God made all the angels after his likeness. But Satan convinced a third of the angels in heaven to follow him. And what God did, God couldn't put up with that foolishness. He called Michael, the archangel, and told Michael to get him out of here. And when Michael hit him a blow, John was on Patmos then. John say, when Satan come by me, it looked like lightning flashing. That was a good lick, wasn't it? That show you your arm too sharp for God. You can't fight with God. He's our all in all. He said, but woe unto you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. Sometimes we teach stuff in the church. Men can't receive it. They don't understand what's going on. They can't receive it because you ain't doing it, and you telling them to do it, and you're going to run them out the church with your theology. And he said, shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourself. You're teaching one thing, what ain't true, and you ain't even keeping it. Neither suffer them that are entering to go in. The people trying to make it, trying to get in, trying to come and give their life to Jesus, you're putting all these burdens on their shoulders. You got to do this, you got to wear this, you got to put this on, you got to put that on, you got to dance 3 times a week. Don't even make good sense. But we put burdens on people at the church in our day and time. You got to do this, you got to come this day, you got to come that day, you got to come this day. And see, all you do is say, whosoever will, let him come. Whoever come in my name, I will in no wise cast out. But you don't put them yokes on people's shoulders. That's why most churches now half empty. Because we're putting too much on the people instead of bringing the people along with us and teaching them about the Spirit of Christ that liveth and abideth within us. And see, sometimes we work to please other men with glamorous words or closing or I'm a big boy. I've been with Mr. Rockefeller. And what that mean? Not a thing. Not a thing. If you'd have told me you've been with Jesus, I'd rejoice and jump. Yeah, I rejoice and jump because you with somebody. He's somebody special. But Rockefeller ain't nothing but a man like you. I thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT, presents the Don't Let the Double Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God, live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m., service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
might as well come on, get with me, because I'm going to sing till I get tired.
Don't let him drive your car.
Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Tell you what happened.
If he drive your car, he'll take you too far.
Don't let him drive. Play some. Scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work. But sometimes we get weary in the work. And when you're working for God, He didn't say you would never get tired. Amen. But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you. Is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to press your way through. You got to push right through it. The blessing is in the pressing. And when you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had the press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you, some young folk go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen to this song. The song says this.
Press my way through. Press my way through. Can't give up now. I must press my way through. Oh Lord. Press my way through. Press my way through. God has something waiting if I press my way through.
Let me see.
Press my way through. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through.
Every day I'm pressing my way through.
Pressing my way through. God is something waiting. Must press my way.
Pentecostal boy here, Tony, say.
Press my way through.
Sing it, Tony, sing.
Press my way through. Woo. I just can't give up now.
I need a witness in here tonight.
I gotta press my way through.
Let's go, keep on.
Press my way through.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to press my way through. God's got something waiting. Yeah. I got to press my way through.
Stay right there, stay right. Y'all help me sing. Press my way.
Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through.
Can't give up.
Can't give up now.
Press my way through. I gotta press my way through.
Press my way through. Press my way through.
God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Stay right there. God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Come on, y'all, help me sing it. God got something.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
For every tear you had to shed,
God has something waiting.
Every night you stayed up all night,
God has something waiting.
God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Hold on. Anybody gonna hold on? I said, anybody gonna hold on? Anybody ever felt like giving up? Anybody ever felt like throwing in the towel? Anybody ever said, I ain't going back no more? Well, I got good news for you tonight. If you can hold on just a little while longer, touch someone and tell them help is on the way. Come on and tell somebody help is on the way. Woo. Come on and tell them help is on the way. Yes, yes, yes. Help me sing, y'all. God.
God is something waiting. Shh.
Oh. Ain't gonna make y'all shout, but that's what you're waiting on. Because when you think, you ought to automatically start to thank y'all and say, God got something waiting.
God got something waiting.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Say it again, y'all.
God is on. God is something waiting.
How many of y'all been working hard in church? It look like the more you work, the lesser folk appreciate you. Well, I want you to know payday is coming after a while. I said payday is coming after a while. You just remember one thing. God is something waiting.
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 Oh, I must
press my way through.
Reminds me what the word of the Lord says. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That lets me know when I get out of here, I got somewhere else to go. Years ago, my mommy and my dad sung an old song. It went like this. It says, there's a leap in this old building. Yeah, my soul is
got to move.
Yeah, my soul.
Thursday night, August 24th, Attorney Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT, presents the Don't Let the Devil Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God, live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m., service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet and greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Intentional, never failing. know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are working
for my good.
'Cause she's intentional.
She's intentional.
Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
It's never failing. All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, 'cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, 'cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry. It's working for me. Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Gospel lovers, Thursday night, August 24th, attorney Walter Gabriel, 839 Call Walt, presents the Don't Let the Devil Ride Crusade at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, featuring Bishop Neil Roberson.
Don't let the devil ride.
That's Bishop Neil Roberson singing and preaching the Word of God live Thursday, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 11 16th Street in Alexandria, and it's free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m., service starts at 7, and it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, August 24th at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We have a limited number of VIP meet-and-greet tickets available for $20. For more info, 445-0800 or 792-6736. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, New Scott Alley Baptist Church, and the law firm of Walter Gabriel, 839-CALL-WALT.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
God bless you. We hope that this message has